This is the Composer's Datebook for November 12th. I'm John Burge. For the ideal performance of Makrokosmos 2, 12 Fantasies After the Zodiac, by American composer George Crumb, one should perhaps be outdoors, in a remote clearing, under a crystalline canopy of stars. But the premiere performance of Crumb's suite for amplified piano took place indoors at Alice Tully Hall in New York City, on today's date in 1974, at a recital of new American works given by pianist Robert Miller. In his program notes, Miller offered these words about Crumb's Makrokosmos 2. Each of the 12 pieces is associated with a different sign of the zodiac and is written out in a very precise notation, but the music will at times sound almost improvisatory. The piano has become an orchestra unto itself. There is an enormously wide range of sound, timbre, touch, dynamics, etc. One use of quotation by Crumb is beautifully subtle. In the 11th piece, titled Litany of the Galactic Bells, the opening music, a shimmering bell effect which recalls the coronation scene from Mussorgsky's Boris Godunov, gradually subsides and moves almost imperceptibly into a short excerpt from Beethoven's Hammerklavier Sonata. The effect is somewhat like the changing colors of a prism. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.